This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're asking everyone who is a guest on this show and everyone listening, let us know what the state song of Minnesota should be. We have heard from so many people, and Dr. Abigail Miller, Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare of Minnesota, is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And that was your pick, Dr. Miller. Mm-hmm. You said Purple Rain. You know, but I mean, it is just the obvious choice. You cannot hear Purple Rain without thinking about, there's nothing else you can think about except Minnesota.
Right. I love it.
That's why you the doctor. I got to go to medical school, girl, because they must be teaching y'all something. Song selection must be a class at the medical school where you graduated from. Now, one of the things that I love doing, I'm from the country. Like, my grandmother, Dr. Miller, would sit on the front porch and she would watch her neighbors walk by and she would wave and they would have, you know, chats, conversations. They'd yell at each other from across the way and check up on each other's kids. And so I'm a front porch lady. Like, I like either sitting on the front porch or I like just kind of looking outside and seeing what's going on. And so I was out my window and I was looking and I saw Elena Nazy, one of my neighbors here in Cottage Grove. She has like six kids and her and all six of her kids were going for a walk. Now, me and my four kids were at home eating donuts and we were watching them walk. So I ran outside. This was my first time meeting her, Dr. Miller. And I said, hey, are y'all in a walking club or something? And she said, no, these are my children. We walk every day when it's nice out and, you know, just around the neighborhood for 20 or 30 minutes. We get to laugh. We cut up. We meet folks like you because somebody's always coming out thinking we have a walking club and they want to join us. But it's really just me and my children. And you know, she's got a really stressful job. She's, you know, a customer service manager over at Anderson Windows. And, you know, that comes with, a lot of customer interaction. And she said it relaxes her. It keeps her calm, but it also keeps her healthy. And I just looked at how her kids and her were engaging and everybody's all fit and in shape. And me and my kids are eating donuts and saying hi. And you want us to walk 15 to 30 minutes a day.
Yes. So first of all, what a great habit for her to do and to teach her kids. And it's just exactly as you said, it's such a great time for them to connect as well as a family. So I just, I applaud that. That's just a great habit to get into. So especially now you're talking about, you know, it feels like spring, you know, people, let's just say we've been cooped up inside because it's been winter.
Girl, and so we have.
This is a perfect time to say, you know what? It's great. It's warm. Let's get out. Let's enjoy the sunshine, the fresh air, and just take a little walk. even, you know, a 15-minute walk around the neighborhood. It's just a great way to get your body moving, get that sunlight, which helps your body create that vitamin D, which is so good for your bones. Getting that a little bit of exercise also helps you sleep at night. I mean, these are all just such good things for your body. So, yes, absolutely all of us should be working on trying to get some extra steps and taking regular walks. And I know a lot of people will say, I don't have time. You know, how am I going to fit that in? I will tell you sometimes it's just like oftentimes a lot of us work in an office or work at a desk. Make it so that maybe 5 or 10 minutes out of, you know, each hour, you're just up and even just walking around, you know, your house or walking around the office. That's sometimes just enough to just get a few extra steps in.
Okay. And you know, one of the things that Coach Shay Sandifer with the new MPLS, she used to do a fitness show on my podcast. She would do, and I had never heard of this. I think she was the first person that I'd heard of who was doing it. I don't know if anybody else had ever done it before, but she was doing walking meetings like for the entire month of like May or June, like every meeting she had that, you know, was not virtual, that people wanted to meet with her in person, she walked. They would walk downtown Minneapolis. They would walk around, you know, a lake. They would have their meeting, but they'd be walking the whole time. Isn't that awesome? I thought that was just the best idea ever.
I love that idea. I absolutely love that idea, especially if you have the ability to do so. You know, if, you know, it's a smaller meeting, you know, like a one-on-one or just a few people, taking and using that time to walk instead of just, you know, sitting around a conference table or sitting in a meeting room. I love that idea.
Yeah. And then to get the whole team, she said it just put everybody in a better mood, a better mindset. And talk to me about that sunshine, because see, I didn't learn this until later. I didn't know you when I first moved here, but the first year I was here, I moved here in November, and in February I was on the floor of the bathroom at KSTP crying. And I mean, I was loud apparently, and somebody asked me what was wrong, and I told them I didn't know, but I just felt so sad and low. And so I was talking to my friend Justin Pahowski, and he was like, oh, you just didn't have enough sunshine. That's that seasonal affect disorder. You know, it happens. You're from Texas. Y'all get sun all the time and y'all go outside all the time. It's different in Minnesota. Talk to me about the importance of having that sunshine while you're walking.
Yes, so you're right. Seasonal affective disorder is one of the things that certainly affects us, especially those of us who, you know, we're up north. We don't get a lot of sun. We don't get a lot of time outside. It's especially bad in those really dark winter months. It really is a sort of a vitamin D and melatonin. So we know that sunlight, seeing sunlight, having sunlight, you know, affects our melatonin production. It affects our vitamin D production. And so when those are out of whack, that causes us to have more down symptoms. We feel less motivated. We just want to sleep more. We don't have a lot of energy. There are a lot of people that talk about that and feeling that way, especially in kind of that January, February time. Now that we're starting to get a little more sun, it's important to take advantage of that and trying to do what we can to get outside, get some of that sunlight, get that vitamin D. We know that, you know, what happens is the sunlight hits your skin, and that actually causes a reaction that helps your body to make vitamin D. And vitamin D is so important for our bone health, as well as, you know, a lot of other things. But we know certainly our bones, our mood, all of those things. So sunlight really is a good way to help maintain that healthier lifestyle.
Okay, you talked about sleep, and one of the things that people get on me about is that I don't sleep. I remember when Tim Walz was running for vice president, and he said, we can sleep when we're dead. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Tell him, Coach Walz. But so I will be up at like 2 o'clock in the morning sending out emails. Adam Carter got on me a couple of weeks ago about texting him at 5 a.m. with a great idea. Because I just, you know, that's a quiet time for me. The kids are asleep. Things aren't happening. I could get caught up. But I'm telling you, Dr. Miller, I might be getting like 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. And I know that's not enough.
No, that's certainly not enough for you. I will tell you, this is so incredibly common for people to say that they're not getting enough sleep. Many people talk about that they wake up exactly as you're saying, you know, they can maybe go to sleep, but then they wake up really early and then they can't get back to sleep. You know, we know your body needs at least 6 hours of sleep a night, really, to be, you know, to maintain that kind of more optimal health. So doing things to try to maintain those healthy sleeping habits are going to be really important. So, you know, we know there are certain things that you can do to try to optimize your sleep schedule. So one, the thing we just talked about, you know, regular activity, regular exercise, sunlight. Other things, if you're still sleeping poorly, things to consider, trying to avoid or decrease alcohol consumption, decreasing caffeine. Mm. The other thing that's a huge culprit, I think, in most of our lives is screen time. How many of us are, you know, looking at a phone before bed or watching TV before bed? So that screen time, that blue light, that, you know, all of those things are actually really negative for your sleep. So trying to do those things, trying to decrease those things that we know decrease your sleep or are detriment to your sleep, all of those should help with getting at that regular sleep schedule. The other thing for a lot of folks,
I'm gonna try that, but girl, look, woo. That's a lot, Dr. Miller. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lifestyle change. It's going to have to be a lifestyle change. And lifestyle changes are hard. Talk to me about that. Because like you want us to change our lifestyle. That's hard to do.
Well, and I will say it is. It is hard, especially if you're looking at it that way. So I would tell people, make one small change at a time, because otherwise trying to do everything all at once is overwhelming. And when you're overwhelmed, you sort of get stuck in a trap of it's too much, so I'm just not going to do any of it. So instead, making one small change at a time. So maybe the only change you can make right now is, you know what, I'm going to start to walk. And maybe it's not every day. Maybe it's, I'm going to set a goal of, I'm going to walk for 15 minutes three times this week. That is a great goal to start with. And once you can kind of handle and manage and you hit that goal, then make another goal for the next week. So starting small with one thing at a time, that's how you lead to a lifestyle change.
Okay. Now I'm getting text messages from some girlfriends like me, who are having sleep issues, who are saying yes, ma'am, and amen. Also people are emailing in. They want to know, because they're driving, if United Healthcare has a website or some kind of link somewhere where they can go and get these tips and get more information, because they can't write it all down or remember it right now while they're listening.
Absolutely. So a great place to go to get some more information is go to UHC.com. There are lots more information there on health and wellness.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and talking to us in plain English. One of my favorite doctors to chat with on the radio. I am always disturbing your Saturday, because moms and dads like me are, you know, trying to make things better for our children. We don't want to pass along those bad habits that we grew up with or that we have right now. We want them to not have to break bad habits and to live a healthy lifestyle, like Elena. And you are allowing us to do that and reminding us how important our health is, because we think we got to do everything all at one time. We got to be up. We got to be working all the time. And if we don't take a break, if we don't sleep, if we don't get those preventative health care screenings, we're not going to be here to see the fruits of our labors. We're not going to be able to see our grandkids, because we're going to be gone. We're going to have to check up out of here. And so I thank you for reminding us about how important our health is to our families.
Very well said. Very well said. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here. And I'll be calling you, girl, when the summertime comes and we get them summer tips, because the spring tips and the summer tips is two different tips. So I will be calling you back. So please be on the lookout for that.
I look forward to it.
All right. You all stick around. We've got more to come.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.